My peraan, my peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Ako si Christina Lazo at ang My Peraan question ay galing kay George, hindi niya tunay na pangalan. 25 ang edad, international student, single at taga Victoria. Pakinggan muna natin ang kwento ni George. Kamusta kayo? Ako si George, kakarating ko lang sa Melbourne bilang international student. Bagamat may kaunting baon ako mula sa Pilipinas at suportado ng mga magulang, mukhang kailangan ko pong humanap ng trabaho para makaluwag sa mga gastusin. Ang may peraan question ay, ano po ang tamang diskarte para makahanap ako ng trabaho? Wala akong pili sa trabaho basta't legal at ligtas ito. Para magsilbing gabay ni George, makakausap natin si Ms. Jasmine Flores na miyembro ng Australian Council of Multicultural Entrepreneurs. May-ari siya ng iba't ibang negosyo dito sa bansa. Kamusta po kayo, Ms. Pin?
How are you? Kamusta?
Okay naman. Yes, that's right. At ito na. Kayo ang naisip naming tanungin para matulungan natin si George. Dahil alam naman natin bilang employer, sigurado akong marami kang naging, sabihin natin mga international students dati na nag-apply sa'yo dati. Do you still recall po that, Ms. Pin?
Yes, oh yes, definitely. And marami na tayong natulungan na mga international students from the time they arrive to the time they actually become PR.
Okay, so ano po yung natatandaan ninyo nung time na tumanggap kayo ng mga international students? Do they normally walk in? Word of mouth ba? Before we go to yung iba't ibang mga tips na maibibigay ninyo. Sige, go ahead, Ms. Pin.
Yeah, sure. So a lot of them nag-walk in eh. Kasi pag nakita nila, unang-una yung industry, yung isang industry ng isa nating business, ano yan, very popular yan sa international students, yung automotive. So una nilang lalapitan yung mga Filipino-owned businesses. Kaya we get a lot of walk-ins na may dalang resume, CV, and right then and there, if may time at hindi business, si nandiyan yung head mechanic, we get to really interview, screen them. Yung iba naman, which is also popular, yung mga referrals, either customer or mga employees or people we know in the community. So, very, ano yan. And we have a good success rate in terms of the turnout from the referrals and walk-ins.
Ah, okay. So maganda ang sabi mo nga, successful kayo. What is it about walk-ins, no? Sa tingin po ninyo na kahit papaano ay, I mean, it's beneficial hindi lang para sa inyo, pero dun mismo sa gustong mag-apply. Ano ang okay kapag nag-walk-in ang isang applicant?
As long as dala mo yung mga document mo, at least you're ready to present yourself, you know, your ID, your passport, yung visa mo, saan ka nag-aaral, yung school ID mo, schedules, availability mo, and yung confidence that, and ano eh, ako personally, appreciate ko yun kasi, you know, to have the courage, yung persistent na, I don't know anyone here, I'm just walking in, papakilala ako kasi may dala akong skill na kaya kong ilatag dito. And that alone, ako, for me, I personally appreciate that. And that's probably a tip already as well. Kasi kung alam mo meron kang madideliver, may ilalatag nga na skill, whatever that is, kung chef ka or engineer ka sa Pilipinas or you're just starting to be a mechanic, okay lang yun. At least you're there and you're confident and you have a good faith of feeling presenting what you can offer.
Okay. Normally po ba kapag walk-in, as long as merong pwedeng humarap sa kanila, okay ba sa inyo na biglang interviewin na kaagad? Or alam mo, kasi diba may iba gusto nila yung nakakausap nila kaagad rather than, I don't know, maybe Zoom siguro. Iba din kasi kapag face-to-face, hindi po ba?
Yeah, ako, kami naman, pag may opportunity and we're not as busy, we may time dun sa nagwo-walk in to have a quick chat and maybe even test the skills or have an interview straight away.
Okay. So ngayon po kasi itong mga international students, syempre no, I'm sure madaming gustong ma-hire sila kasi nga 'di ba, medyo kulang na mga immigrants ngayon. Pero usually saan po ba nagpo-post ng ads? Kasi importanteng malaman 'to ng mga international students para matulungan natin sila kung saan sila pwedeng mag-apply or maybe saan sila pwedeng kumonsulta, you know, before they actually turn in those CVs.
normally ngayon social media is the very fastest, actually really good way to get connected with people, employers, and even contacts, no. Maraming nagpo-post, even kami nagpo-post kami sa social media ng mga openings. A lot of other businesses I know also post on social media. More than that, syempre meron tayong yung mga paid versions na Seek and the others like Gumtree or yung local community, mm-hmm. local community listings. Yan kasi yung iba na mga openings kasi natin, we require local, someone local. So, the best ang online platform and having an online, even register kasi libre naman yung mga, may mga pre-fill out form ka na eh, mm-hmm. sa online eh. Even, I think even Facebook has now a feature called Facebook Jobs. So, employers can post and on your own profile, you can update and link it. So, it's an easy app, easy apply button now, parang LinkedIn.
That's yeah. good, no? That's one of the tips, no? How about po, let's say, yung joining mga international student groups? Do you think that can work? Kasi kahit papano, yung network nila will grow and then maybe they can have tips from that community.
Yes, correct. And it's really diverse as well. It's from different areas, different industries, and different experiences and background. So maganda rin doon, and you'll see a lot of tips as well from existing international students. And a lot of businesses also, like us, nagsusupport sa mga organizations. So yes, it's good to be connected with these different organizations of international students or your lalo na tayo sa Melbourne, marami tayong subgroups or organizations depende sa province mo, sa industry mo, and now or kung west ka or southeast or international student ka or professionals, photographers, bikers, maraming mm-hmm. groups of common interests. And suggest if you're connected or if you have the interest in that particular group, just keep joining.
Okay, sige yes. po. And so maybe para lang po maganahan naman no ang itong sumulat sa atin na si George, no. What else can you give him para naman kahit paano ma-boost ang kanyang confidence sa, you know, dito sa paghahanap ng bagong trabaho in a foreign land? Go right ahead and talk to George po.
Sure. So I guess you just George, keep pursuing and don't give up on finding a job. I'm sure you'll find the right job that really suits your skill set, your interests, and your needs and circumstances mo. So iba-iba tayo ng situation at a certain point. If you just arrived, you already started studying, or you've settled in, or you just lost a job. So for you, I'm not sure about where you are. If you've just arrived, just keep pursuing and have the confidence kasi you know you can offer something. Alam mo yon. And I'm pretty sure, especially fellow Filipinos, we're all very dedicated and hardworking on and we can really deliver. So, and trustworthy pa, plus factor pa yon. So, keep pursuing. Don't feel I'm embarrassed for applying or walking in or messaging, you know, businesses or people. Okay lang yon. So, yan, all the best.
Ayan. Again, maraming salamat kay Ms. Jasmine Flores or si Ms. Pin sa uulitin po.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you so much. And if there's any way I can personally support anyone, please connect with me.
Ayan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Pin. At kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan! May peraan!